Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
Around the holidays, parents are always looking for gifts for their kids, and the kids, of course, want anything digital. They want a new phone. They want a new iPad. They want any of these kinds of things, new video games and PlayStations and anything you can mention like that. But as parents, we often say to ourselves, what can I get them that could be fun for them, whether they are toddlers, tweens, or teens? Something fun that they can do that does not involve a screen. And that's a pretty hard question to ask ourselves in these days, and especially when they open it. We don't want them to be disappointed. My guest today is Dr. Corey Cross. She is a fan favorite here on Healthy Children, pediatrician, and a spokesman for the American Academy of Pediatrics. So Dr. Cross, when they open that present on Christmas morning and it's not something that plugs in, then what? What do you want us to know about the balance of screen-free toys and what can kids can learn from these non-virtual experiences? What do we do?
So I think it starts with expectations. So a lot of times kids think they put things on their list and that's absolutely what they're going to get. So thinking about your Christmas list more as a wish list, and that some of the presents that you might get might be not on your list and it might be something you totally are going to love, you know, setting those expectations that you might get things that aren't on your list, and that would be super cool too, because sometimes, you know, you get things that you weren't expecting and they end up being the best presents. So I think laying that groundwork so that if they open something and it's not what they're expecting, they're not disappointed, I think that's important. I think you're right. As the kids get older, they definitely are putting more electronics on that list. And it is about finding a balance, because as you think about back to when we were kids, there are lots of things, both for toddlers, school age kids, even older kids, that are great, but our children don't know about them because there's no commercials about them. Kids aren't talking about them at school. So these are going to be things where you're going to have to think back, remember that you enjoyed them, and then create those experiences for your children.
Well, sure. I mean, it used to be really fun to go to Toys R Us and places like that and look at all the cool new toys and things that pop up and stuff. And like you said, our kids don't really know about those. So when we're looking at toys, let's start with the littler guys. Of course, the 1, 2, 3-year-olds, they don't know the difference yet. They don't ask for digital things yet. So start with them. Some of the good learning toys that you would like us to, you know, look for our little guys.
Right. For our little guys, it comes to us, right? A lot of times parents, they just default to getting the things with the blinking lights and the sound, and because it looks cool and it's motorized or it does something special. And that's what's drawn, we're drawn to, because that's what's marketed to us. We have to really pull back from that and say, you know, a talking teddy bear is no better than a regular teddy bear or a teddy bear that reads to you. It's still better if we read to you. So we need to make sure for the little kids we're making the right choices, because that will set them up for later. So for the little kids, we're talking the stacking cups, the blocks, the Duplo Legos, some simple puzzles, boxes of like ABC books, right? They like to pretend play. So we're talking about kitchens and strollers and dolls. And then they need their gross motor skills. So like the scoot and rides or the tricycles, the balls. Particularly now when it's winter, like those pop-up tunnels are great. They have, like, they're not very expensive. You can usually get them at Target. They're like little pop-up tunnels or little pop-up tents, and they're just very temporary. You pop them back down, shove them back under the couch or the bed when you're done with them. And kids love to go in there and pretend and play. Even the littlest kids like to go in and hide. And then like Play-Doh, right? So we're thinking about fine motor is your Play-Doh, your gross motor. And then, you know, we want to make sure that parents are getting toys that stimulate creativity, stimulate pretend play, because that's really what's important. You want your kids to grow up to be successful adults. It's really not the virtual play, the playing on the iPad that does this for them. It's the playing with real stuff. It's really making sure that they understand, you know, how to deal with creativity and thinking out of the box, problem solving. That all happens through playing with actual toys in the regular world, not the virtual world.
That's absolutely true. And that was a great list of toys because as you were saying it, I had fond memories of many of those, both for myself and with my kids. Those tunnels are great and they do just fold right down and go back under the couch. And like you said, they're not very expensive at all. And the kids do love them. So now let's move up a little bit. Now our kids are 6, 7, 8, even up to about 11. And they're starting because, gosh, Dr. Cross, 5-year-olds are smarter these days than I think I was at 16. And they can come up with things and they see the commercials and they know the video games already. And so they're already starting to ask for a PlayStation or Call of Duty or one of those things. Then what do we do to get them involved in some of those fun toys and games?
Right. I mean, sometimes you do have to have that conversation with your child, like, you know what, our family isn't going to buy one of these, or mom doesn't want Santa to bring that just yet. Like, we're not ready for that. So sometimes you do have to just lay it down, like, that's not what's going to happen this year. But then there are amazing things you can do. You have a kid who likes to build or likes to do things with their hands. There's model planes. There's all sorts of, there's so many things out there right now that are, you know, for STEM learning that are amazing for kids who like to build. And these are great things because it's a project that you can do with one of your parents. You can build a catapult. You can build all sorts of things, and they're geared for different age groups. You can put those dinosaur models that we used to have as kids, at least I had them, you know, those wooden dinosaur puzzles that are 3D that, you know, are the T-Rex. There's all sorts of fun stuff that you can do with your hands that is really just as fun as any virtual toy and allows you to interact with a parent or an older sibling or even friends and putting it together. Then there's, of course, games. There's Yahtzee and Rummy Cube and Uno and all these games we have to think about. Just like blocks when you're little and puzzles when you're little help you with math and spatial relationships, a lot of these games that kids don't play that much anymore, they really do help with your math skills, with your number skills. So you want to think about that. For some other kids, you might think about like the fashion plates where you're, you know, coloring in and making the different outfits and you flip them over, and those come in a little travel case. So that's great if you're going to be traveling on during the holidays, if you're going to be traveling over winter break. You can think about that too when you're thinking about what games to get. Like, do you want to get a Travel Connect 4 or a Travel Checkers? Something that this way when they're in the car or when they're over at grandma's house for a big party, then everybody's not asking, can I use the iPad? Can I see your phone? You want to think about that. You can think about when you guys go out to dinner, is there something that you would bring with you instead of handing your kid a phone, maybe a thing of mini gel pens and some, you know, coloring postcards or something. So you can think about what you want to have around the house and use the holidays as a way to make sure you have those things. I mean, kids, even the school age kids, the young kids, they still like to build with the Magna Tiles and the Lincoln Logs and the, you know, the girls a lot of times, like, I don't mean to be like gender biased there, but like the Calico Critters, they like to use their imagination. And the difference is when you have something that's on a screen, you have to play it for the most part the way that the developer or the adult intended.
True.
When you give kids blocks, right, like blocks can be used to build something huge, then you also see kids sometimes pretending that they're food and they pass it out while they're playing restaurant. And then you got the kid who's going to put them on the bottom of their feet and pretend they're ice skates. They can be used any way the kid wants. And that's what's different about playing something on an iPad versus giving somebody an open-ended toy and letting them do what they want with it.
This time of year, it's hard to avoid getting sick, whether it's a common cold or the stomach bug. It's crucial to stay well hydrated. Hydralyte is a great-tasting clinical hydration product that contains the correct balance of sodium, glucose, and water to rapidly replace fluids and electrolytes. Hydralyte comes in great flavors like orange, berry, lemonade, and is available as a pre-mixed drink, a powder, or effervescent tablets that you can simply drop into a glass or a bottle of water. Compared to sports drinks, Hydralyte delivers up to 4 times the electrolytes with 75% less sugar. Hydralyte solutions are appropriate for all ages, and each bottle or package includes easy-to-follow dosing instructions. You can find Hydralyte in the digestive aisle at Rite Aid or online at Amazon.com. Visit Hydralyte.com/podcasts to save 30% on Amazon with promo code HydraKid. That's Hydralyte.com/podcasts to save 30% on Amazon with promo code HydraKid. And I remember Dr. Cross playing apples to apples, and my kids did love Uno. So those are all really great family, you know, games and things that you can do. And I suppose, listeners, if you just Google, you know, toys for young children that are not digital, that you will come up with all of those, since the commercials are not necessarily out there. Now, our tweens, and even into our teens, you know, they will roll their little eyeballs if we ask them, what do you want that's not digital? You know, they're going to be like, a new iPhone, a pop socket for my iPhone, a new charger for my iPhone. I mean, that's what we're going to get. Is there any way that we can do anything with that age group?
So that age group does become more difficult because, of course, you know, developmentally, they want to connect with their friends. That's their most important social interaction, is connecting with their peer group. So, you know, you're up against that to begin with. But I think here we're really talking about the balance, right? You're talking about making sure that you have things that they can do that are non-digital as well as digital, because when you turn around and you say, okay, we're going to go on a vacation as a family, we're not going to bring, you know, this camping, and instead, how about we bring, you know, whatever it is, you want to bring Scattergories or Password or chess.
I like the game
something.
Of life.
You need to have those games. Life is great too. Yeah. I mean, there's some fun new games, like there's Labyrinth and Quirkle. So there's a lot of fun games, but if you don't have them and playing games isn't a part of your sort of routine as a family, it's very hard to put the digital stuff down. I think also for older kids, sometimes they like, we talked about mindfulness. At one point we, good to have a journal, someplace to put that stuff down. You know, if you've got a kid who's creative, they want to write. You know, writing in a journal is very different than writing, you know, on a laptop. So, you know, it gets the creative juices flowing. You might want to talk about some artistic stuff. Maybe they want watercolors, or, you know, kids, they have a lot of talents, and it's exposing them to a lot of different things and seeing that creating in different environments, not just digitally, can be fun. I mean, a lot of times people really don't realize that it's so much fun to build with your hands. And there are amazing things if you look at it, like the Kiwi company has this, where they send you boxes, and everything you need to build something is in that box. And
cool.
Then you can have an experience with a parent. And then there's also cookbooks, right? Lots of kids like to get into learning how to cook, learning, you know, these are things they're going to need for later in life. So, you know, you can say like, oh, this is a great cupcake book. You're super into this. This is something you can do with your friends. This is, you know, this would be a cool present. And they don't think about that. So just thinking a little bit outside the box as to, you know, how they're going to use it later, and making sure that what you're doing is something that's going to bring people together, whether it's them and their friends together or them and you together, making sure you're having those experiences.
Right on. I mean, my 16-year-old daughter, Dr. Cross, asked me for a paint set, new paint. She's like, these paints are all dry and everything's all dry, and I want to take back up the painting, because she used to do it when she was 8, 9, 10, you know. And so she asked me for a new paint set, and I will absolutely honor that. Some new brushes, you know, that's great. And I love your idea about cookbooks too, like a cupcake book or something, because that could get them involved. And my son, who's 18, asked me for some new workout stuff. And so There are ways, as you say, to think out of the box and to look at what our kids are into and expand on that with something non-digital, and maybe even give them something they never even thought of that you notice as a parent, right? Something that you notice that they do, or that they like, or that they, you know, something they watch on TV, something from that, something like that. That's great information. So just give us some more tips, if you will, for the younger guys, of what you really like, because you made a list, right, of some things, and you've recently given a lecture on this. So tell us about that.
So for the little kids, I mean, what you really want to do is think about what you're trying to make sure that they get out of their time. So you want to think about your pretend play, because that helps you with social interactions, that helps you with conflict resolution. So this might be your dress up. This is your little kitchen stuff. You know, depending on what your child is into, this is all of their pretend play. And, you know, as we all know, you can give a kid a box and a set of binoculars, and they can pretend they're out on the open sea. So it doesn't have to be super complicated. It's just things that they can pretend with in a space where they can do that. Then you want to think about their math and spatial relationships, their problem solving. So that goes to your puzzles and your blocks and your games, right? That lays the foundation for that. And then you want to think about their gross motor, particularly when you're stuck inside. You want to think about, how can I get my kids moving? Because it's still important to move, even if we can't go running around outside. And you know, you want to make sure that they can still run around outside. So there's a lot of things that you can give them so that they can play. Maybe it's a, you know, a snow shovel or something. Lots of fun things that kids like to do. They like, there's those, you know, things to make the igloos and stuff. So, you know, a sled. There's all sorts of ways to get kids moving. And then there's the fine motor, which is what we were talking about, the arts and crafts, the Legos, the anything you're doing with your little hands, the Play-Doh. So you really want to think about in those sort of groups, and you want to make sure that these are things that you can do with your child. Of course, you want your child to have some alone time, some time to really play by themselves and use their own imagination, but you want to make sure that you're interacting with them too. And it's just changing as a parent. You know, it's, you don't have to, when you're cooking, always turn on the TV or hand them an iPad. You can pull out the thing of blocks or the Lincoln Logs, and you can somewhat interact with them while they're cooking. Oh, that looks great. What'd you build there? You don't have to be down on the floor with them to be present.
Wow. That's just really, it is such good advice and information, because parents, we go through this every year, right? And even at birthdays, and we're trying to think of something that might give us a fond memory or take us back to what it felt like when we were children and we got something exciting and new that didn't, you know, necessarily need to be plugged in. Now, that doesn't mean it didn't necessarily need batteries, a remote control car and, you know, a little remote control boat for the bathtub. Those are always really fun and things of that nature. Wrap it up for us, Dr. Cross, with your best advice about shopping this year in this digital era that we are all immersed in, and the balance of screen-free toys and what kids can learn from all of these other things.
So I think that's just exactly what you said. It's all about balance, and you're not going to see the balance necessarily in their lists. So it's making sure that you're setting them up for, this is a wish list. You'll get a few things off of that. You'll get a few things that are surprises. And then as you're, you know, doing that holiday shopping, making sure that you are providing that balance. And you're going to have to think back to your own time as a kid and to what your child really likes, and think about how can we foster what they're good at and what they're into without something that's digital. And it's a lot of times it's not things that kids are thinking about because there aren't commercials. So if they're into arts and crafts, then getting them something that will allow them to do that. If they're into building, you know, Lowe's has these great little, even for the little kids, you just need a hammer and you can put the things together. So thinking about that, because what you're doing is you're building experiences, and you want to make sure that you're connecting with your child. The last thing you want to do is open up all those presents and have everybody sit on the couch and being isolated. You want to think about, how do you want to spend the rest of the day? What can we do together? Both that day, family nights when you're doing stuff together, maybe when you're going out to dinner, when you're going on vacation, what is it that you want to bring with you that will allow you to unplug but still be doing something and doing something fun together? And then buy those gifts that will provide you with what you're going to need later throughout the year to have non-digital time with your kids.
It is the most precious of the time, is the non-digital time.
That really, it
is, right? I mean, that's the best times that we have with our kids, whether it's, you know, tickling and cuddling or reading and telling stories. And I long for those days. And any of you people with little kids, just know, don't blink, because it goes by so fast. So take Dr. Cross's advice. Buy some of these fun things that you can do with your kids. Building things, doing puzzles, reading, playing card games, teach your kids how to play chess and checkers. And it'll be something that could last them throughout their lifetime, that they might be very interested in playing chess with you when they're in their 20s. Come on, let's play chess. So any of these things that you can do also help your kids to learn. So it's just so important. Thank you, Dr. Cross. You give us such great advice. Thanks again for joining us. Happy holidays to everyone. From us at RadioMD.com, and this is Healthy Children. I'm Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening. Stay well.